You've been lost in the woods for hours now, stumbling around in the dark. You come around the bend and see two people roasting marshmallows over a roaring fire. They see you coming into the clearing and gesture over to pull up a log. Welcome to Campfire Ashes. I'm Paul.
And I'm Jess. Join us as we tell each other our originally written spooky stories around the campfire and then dive into the lore and legends that inspired them. Is it something that goes bump in the night? Is it something menacing lurking past the tree line? Or is it just weird and otherworldly? You'll find it here on Campfire Ashes.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, or right here on the Geekscape Network.
We're making an ad.
Napping yeah. Ad.
This is where I think, if we're doing it right, Alec Baldwin comes in. He says a couple things. Mm-hmm. He listens to the podcast every week. Yep. Has he been canceled? Was Alec Baldwin the one who killed somebody? I hear that Gary Sinise is free.
Oh, okay, great.
He hasn't worked since 2020.
So, what would be the script that we would have Gary Sinise say for the Napping Through Happy Hour podcast?
Listen to this damn show. Damn it.
The Napping Through Happy Hour podcast brought to you by Geekscape.
Real life, real drama, real time.
I'm Gary Sinise.
That's the
That's
ad.
The ad.
That's the ad. That's the ad.
You've been lost in the woods for hours now, stumbling around in the dark. You come around the bend and see two people roasting marshmallows over a roaring fire. They see you coming into the clearing and gesture over to pull up a log. Welcome to Campfire Ashes. I'm Paul.
And I'm Jess. Join us as we tell each other our originally written spooky stories around the campfire and then dive into the lore and legends that inspired them. Is it something that goes bump in the night? Is it something menacing lurking past the tree line? Or is it just weird and otherworldly? You'll find it here on Campfire Ashes.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, or right here on the Geekscape Network.
I know that you are looking at your phone going, it's not Friday. Well, it's been a hot minute since we've done any type of bonus episode. We've only done two bonus episodes. Matthew, can you remember what those two bonus episodes were?
Oh, shoot. So I know we did one when we saw the trailer for Weird.
Yes.
Oh, wait, not the trailer. Wait, we actually watched Weird. Oh, no.
We did three bonus episodes then because we did a live reaction to the trailer for Weird.
Yes.
We did a bonus episode reviewing the movie Weird.
A short review after we just watched it, yeah.
Do you remember what the third one was?
Third bonus episode. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
You told us about seeing Weird Al live.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think you called it A Brush with Weirdness or something
like
that.
Yeah, Brush with Weirdness.
Oh, God, that goes way back. That's early.
Which, like, the original name of Brush of Weirdness, and this is not saying that this won't happen, but the idea of A Brush with Weirdness was for the occasional times where we might be able to sit down with, like, a member of the band or, like, someone right. who directed a Weird Al video where we don't want to make that become the whole focal point of us trying to discuss the song. We could have a separate little bonus, like, hey, this is our little like side coffee chat about like, what was it like making a Weird Al music video? Like, what was it like doing this? Like it was to like not cause like our episode on Stuck in a Closet with Vanna White to just go so off the rails that we barely talk about the song because we're so focused on like the career highlights of that particular person.
Exactly. And we haven't had a band member yet, but in upcoming weeks, we actually have had a couple brushes with weirdness, people who have come on who have had direct connections to Al.
We've
getting closer and closer.
We've recorded, at the time that you guys are listening to this, all of the even worse episodes are recorded.
Yeah.
And I'll just say that there's a handful of people who are genuine, undeniable, close personal friends of Weird Al that show
it's
up.
So true.
I'm very excited for those.
We got to hang out with them. That was our brush with one degree of separation.
One
from
degree
weirdness.
From weirdness. So what I go. Wanted to
Different
do.
Different segment.
What we wanted to do with these is like right now, the current date we are sitting here, it is the day after Valentine's Day, February 15th. Mm. We are recorded episode-wise until early June.
It's crazy. So crazy.
But we get these amazing comments from you guys, especially on our Instagram page. We have a Facebook group now that's bumping constantly. We have an email address that we do a really terrible job telling people about. and that email address, just for the record, is weirdalgorithmpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
People are constantly giving us feedback on the show. And by the time we get to respond to that feedback, it's like 7 months after the fact.
Yeah, well, and also people have made great observations. We've actually gotten comments about an episode where we talk about a song and then someone will drop something that we didn't know about the episode we've already done. And then by the time we see that message, we have, again, like Matt said, we've pre-recorded so far in the future that then suddenly it's like 2 months from now. It's like, oh, we got a message. Just say 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
About a song that is so far in the past now. Yeah,
so what we decided is that after each album, we're going to do like a little mailbag episode. And this is probably going to be on the shorter side because we didn't announce that we were doing this. It just kind of was a, hey, we've gotten a couple really good pieces of feedback that we wanted to go through. But Matt, let's say, hypothetically, someone is listening to this and they had some notes, some thoughts that they wanted to give us about some of our previous episodes, or when they're listening to the even worse episodes, maybe they have some stuff that they wanted to tell us. Is there a, besides the email address, weirdalgorithmpodcast@gmail.com, is there a good spot where they can let us know these things now?
Oh, Matt, what a great question that was. So thank you for asking. yes, as when you listen to this, we have secured, and it should, fingers crossed, be live. No. It will be live. It will be totally functional. Don't even worry about it. Weirdalgorithmpodcast.com is going to be a website for our show. Our humble little show here is going to have its own website, which will have a contact form. It'll link to our social media. But more than that, another big request we got from you guys that we are going to finally implement is you can go there and see our lists of these songs and how we have ranked everything. You can look at the absolute chaos of the guest rankings and see all the kind of crazy shenanigans going on over there. So after an episode, you can see where we're at, and that can hopefully add to the fuel of the hate-filled messages you will send us for our hot takes on your favorite song and why it wasn't ranked high enough.
And you're going to have to give us a little bit of time. So the thing is, here's the thing, guys. we're going to be trying to build this website and these lists to be up to date with when this episode comes out.
Yes.
Even though we, especially the guest rankings, are so all over the fucking place.
We're going to have to go back in a time machine and recheck our work. Because from our perspective, if you guys can understand, we just update the lists as we go. And now, but then if you saw the list now, it's going to have rankings for 12 episodes that you have not heard yet.
Which in the case of our personal lists, not a problem. We can just go, oh, these are songs from even worse. Yeah. We can deduct them. With the guest lists where they're allowed to re-rank them, there's going to be a lot of like deep dive research.
Exactly. And moving forward, we'll be able to be better about it because we can just keep track of this as we record the episodes. But this was an idea we just developed over the last
things
several
will be great
hours.
By July is what we're trying to say.
Bear with us. I mean, to be fair, I think my hope is that things are going to be great for you people, effective immediately. For me and Matt, absolute nightmare. Don't worry, though. That's why we're here to help you through this, and we're going to make it as great as we possibly can, and we won't accidentally spoil the ranking of some future episode.
Yeah, that is my fear. That is my one fear. I don't want people to look at it and be like, wait, I thought Living with a Hernia was at the bottom of the list. How is it number 4?
The guest ranking stuff is so crazy because we have a lot of guests for Even Worse.
But even furthermore, I don't think we recorded a single guest episode in chronological order. So I had to have so many different screenshots to keep track of where the current list was.
So we're going to need those screenshots, Matt. You're going to have to dust off those screenshots. Look, here's the thing, guys. We're going to do the best we can. There are moments where maybe the very last song on Even Worse that got ranked just by coincidence happened to be, this song's just 6 words long, and we had to retroactively fit it in there. Who knows? Maybe that's what happened. But the point is, we're going to make it look as good and as truthful as we can get it from as, you guys.
Look, I'm going to give you guys one
The more,
more
guests we have, the harder it gets to schedule these people. We try to record everything in chronological order. Sometimes it's just impossible. Hopefully, when you see some of the guests we have coming on this show, you will understand that scheduling became an issue. We had to do the best we could to meet other people's schedules, and it's a sacrifice we are more than willing to make in the name of having amazing people on this show to talk about this music.
I predict that we're going to get to a point once we enter 90s Al.
Yeah.
I have two predictions. Prediction number one is that I think we're going to have a guest, more episodes with guests than without them, for sure.
Yeah.
Which will make these mailbag episodes all the more special, because it'll be like the one time you and I get to just like shoot the shit and not be starstruck that like these people who are way cooler than the two of us combined are willing to be on our show.
Absolutely.
But then secondly, we'll probably, I think the days of us being able to be like, in 3 days we're going to record the whole album, will officially be dead, and we'll just have to be like, all right, we're going to be doing two episodes this week and figure out the schedule for the next one.
Which is fine by me. We're just going to keep building this up. You guys have, again, been so awesome. Like, the reason we're doing this really is because the engagement from you listeners has been great.
Unreal.
Like, honestly, I said to Matt the other day, like, I wake up in the morning on a Friday. Side note, I don't wake up very early. I'm a musician, bear with me. But I wake up in the late morning and I look at my phone, and already on Friday, there's multiple posts. I'm seeing reactions and getting messages about the episode that dropped that morning. And I wake up in bed to these reactions. It's incredible.
I think
it's all thanks to you. So it's awesome.
The phrase that's running through my head is in my favorite Tenacious D song. When JB is making sure you've got what it takes to be a rock star, and he goes, "Are you prepared to wake up at the crack of noon?"
At the crack of noon to read fan mail messages in bed for my Weird Al podcast. That is the life I'm living at this point. Again, I'm all about it. It's fantastic. If we keep moving in this direction, it's just going to get better and better. And
you thought that your life was going to peak out at Teenage Dirtbag's TikTok resurgence, but boy, were you wrong.
Nope, that was just the primer for this.
So, again, there's not a ton right now. Also, I guess, again, full transparency, 3 episodes haven't come out yet at the time that we're recording this for Polka Party.
Sure.
Y'all didn't need to know that. Whatever. The best part is that I don't plan to edit this episode, so they're going to get this in all of its weird...
Oh, you're going to hear every little bit of this conversation. Some real... raw Matt and Matt dialogue.
So I didn't, probably in retrospect, I should have combed the TikTok comments as well. I did not. But starting with Polka Party, I also made little TikTok and Instagram reels of funny moments from each episode. And the dog eat dog one specifically really popped off on TikTok. Yeah. At least by my, like, nobody knows who the hell I am standards. I was like, oh, well, there's couple thousand people who've watched this, and a lot of them have commented. But we did get this message on our Instagram for that episode from Mike in Detroit, and he said, I confused Detroit for Chicago. We'll explain that later. Mike in Detroit said, "Hey guys, I'm a huge Weird Al fan and I'm loving the podcast. I wanted to reach out to tell you that when I heard about a secret message on the Polka Party vinyl, I raced home at neckbreak speed and whipped out the vinyl from its sleeve and carefully examined the dead wax. There was a message, but it wasn't more songs about TV and food. Instead, it read Polka Till You Puke on side one and Where's My Liquid Paper on side two. I checked the self-titled, and side one read An Accordion Is a Terrible Thing to Waste, and side two said Eat Your Broccoli. I don't have any other albums to examine. Keep up the great work. I am here until Jackson Park Express and beyond. Mike from Detroit." And on the camera, as I'm looking at Matt, I see that he has just lifted up a pile of vinyls, and I assume he is about to check.
Yes, it's Dare to Be Stupid. We had it wrong. I'm holding my Dare to Be Stupid vinyl here. And in the dead wax of Dare to Be Stupid, it says on the A side, more songs about television and food.
What's side B say? I'm just curious.
Let's check it out. Nothing of interest.
Nothing. Does it actually say nothing of interest?
No, that does seem like something he would put, but no, there's no, it's just the standard, like, catalog number etchings and stuff.
Okay.
So the only hidden message is that, yeah.
Do you have in 3D in vinyl?
Oh, Matt, I have them all, of course.
Let's. This should be a thing that we do on the first episode of each album.
In 3D, one sec, here we go.
Yeah, let's check the... I mean, we've already recorded the episode for Fat at this point, but when we get into UHF and everything else, we should definitely be seeing if there's hidden messages in the Dead Wax. Because that shit's not even on Wiki.
Okay, there is one here. Okay, in 3D, the Dead Wax on the A side says, "Polka down with your bad self." And on the B side... Ooh, good one. Now the B side says, "Now how much would you pay?"
I love that.
That's good. And might as well, I'm gonna check the first album too.
Well, he already told us the first album.
That's right. I forgot.
The first album was "Polka Till You Puke," or "An Accordion's a Terrible Thing to Waste," and "Eat Your Broccoli."
That's right.
So when we'll do this for the even worse mailbag, we'll check exactly. Even worse's Dead Wax, and then from that point on, we'll check. All of them.
I should say I have all of them to a point.
To a point. Yeah.
And that point might be even worse.
we'll try to see who among
And
our
UHF. I have UHF as well.
Oh, perfect, perfect. We'll see who among our listeners has the 90s vinyls.
There you go. So
at the time that we're recording this, the most recent episode to come out was "Don't Wear Those Shoes." Fantastic episode. Kelly Phillips is a great guest. Maybe one day we'll have her back on the show.
Maybe.
But we got two messages in relation to that episode. One of the emails we got said, "So great to hear a female guest on the show. Looking forward to seeing even more diversity going forward. Just wanted to note that while Wiki says the song is about the speaker's wife, there's no gender to the song to confirm it. Was also surprised to hear someone say the booze line stuck out, as I think alcohol makes a regular appearance, from a drunken Santa Claus to an alcoholic neo-Nazi. What I'm curious about more so is how many times has Al included shaving off someone's hair in a song? It might get referenced more than the number 27.
Wow.
Which I think is a good point. I was thinking about this, and I think what was more shocking is that it's rare that Al refers to drinking alcohol in the first person. In a song, he will project that on other characters in songs constantly. But in this one, he literally says, like, "I'll drink a can of booze" or something like that.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And to be fair, I also did note, I think in that very episode, how Al will often write, like, when has he ever written anything in true first person?
For sure.
Like, he says "I, me" about songs all the time, but he's always talking about characters and weird figures in his tracks. So to put that on him specifically is never fair. But no, that is true. You're right.
If such a groovy guy was autobiographical to himself, we would be very concerned.
We would all be very concerned if even a fraction of Al's songs were actually autobiographical, because he would, for sure be in jail forever.
Yes.
Hannibal Lecter levels of
sociopath.
Prison. Yeah.
But I agree with that. Is true. It is interesting that you could read that as being really any person, that he's just saying, "Please, for the love of God, don't wear those shoes."
Yes, absolutely. That is very, very true. And also, I love the note as well. I think we even made this joke early on, where it's just like, to a degree, it definitely feels like, at least on first glance, that there are a lot of, like, that Weird Al fandom, especially at that young age, often comes from young boys, are the people who tend to be drawn to him very early on. That's obviously not true across the board. It's just, I'm very excited. And we do have more women as guests coming up on the show, which is fantastic. We are definitely down to speak to any and all types of people. And Kelly was a fantastic guest. And as Matt has been hinting at, yes, we will speak to her again. And
a few others.
And more still. A few others, yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to save this third and final email for last,
okay.
As the third and final would be. But before we read this last email,
save the final email for last. I agree. Yes. That's a good idea.
Before we read this email, I want to very quickly just do a quick temperature check. It's March.
Sure.
It's early March at this point. This might be the last chance until sometime in May or June, when we'll be fairly close to in real time giving people updates on, like, "Hey, do you want to meet us?" Do you want to say hello? Here's where we'll be. I don't have that many exciting things to promote beyond Horror Movie Night. My horror podcast will be at the Creature Feature Weekend in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania on March 17th to the 19th. If you want to swing by and say hello and mention that you love the podcast, I can't really give you anything more than a loving hug, but it would still be nice to meet you. But you've got, I mean, Weedus, once again, man, your guy's calendar just keeps getting cool shit popping up on it.
Yeah, we have there's two festivals that we are doing that are happening in May. One of them is on Long Island, where I grew up. It is the May Day Music Festival, where Weedus will be playing alongside Blues Traveler and the Wallflowers and the Singer of 9 Days. That should be really, really fun. Very excited about that. Shortly after that, we are doing the big adjacent festival in Atlantic City on Memorial Day weekend, which is insane. We are playing with Paramore and Blink-182 and, I mean, basically every band that exists in the world is on that festival. And, that's going to be absolutely wild. And then the rest of the year is probably, we have potential touring plans in June that I can't talk about quite yet. We have potential plans to go back to the UK and Europe in the fall, nice. Which is all just awaiting final confirmation, fingers crossed. Yeah, and I've said it before on the show, but I really, really mean it. If you see me at any of these shows and you listen to this podcast, walk right up to me and tell me so, because you will make my night.
There we
it
go.
It makes me very, very happy. And who knows? Maybe I'll even, maybe I'll flex my tremendous influence and get you a free Weedus sticker or something at the merch table. You know what? Yes, I can say that. Come up to me at a Weedus show and tell me that you listen to the Weird Algorithm podcast and you will get a free Weedus sticker. Boom. It's on the record. It's official. I am allowed to give away $1 stickers. And another cool thing that is just got announced is Weedus, not all of us, but me and a couple other members of Weedus, are doing a panel at the C2E2 convention in Chicago, which is like a Comic-Con style convention there. I'm told it is huge. We have never done anything like this before. I am a little nervous, but we're doing a Q&A panel that's basically about... you know, surviving 20 years in the music industry and what it takes to do that. It'll be a Q&A style conversation with audience members and a acoustic, like unplugged-ish performance, a handful of songs. I don't have much more about it than that yet, but it's on Saturday, April 1st, 2023 at C2E2 in Chicago. If you are in town planning on going or whatever, keep an eye out for us and, I'll see you there. That would be also fun. I think also I can give out stickers for that too.
Matt, you realize that your Weedus Q&A panel will be on the 1 year anniversary of the Weird Algorithm podcast launching.
Seriously? Was that the day we started?
We started on April Fool's Day.
I forgot about that. Wow. Okay, now you definitely get a sticker. Come see me at this panel and you will definitely, definitely, definitely get a sticker.
All right, for the final email I wanted to read. I'm sorry. I didn't even say the last email I read was from Elias. I think that's correct. E-L-L-I-S. That feels right. The last one is from Zebron, who contacted us and said, fun episode today. Kelly is great. You mentioned Pokemon and a punk polka band.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd share with you my Punkamon song, which is exactly what it sounds like it is. And we are going to end this mailbag episode with his song because it's so fucking good. But we also just want to take a second because I think Matt and I were like texting each other about this band for a good hour or so after we got this email, because Zebron, you just seem like you're our type of people, man.
Totally.
Like,
absolutely. Like the,
so the band's name is Control Z, and combing through there, he covers Good Enough For Now. He does a punk cover of We Do from The Simpsons. He mentioned
that one really blew me away. That was a good choice.
Oh, it's so good. And I comb through. I'm trying to find it, but apparently there's also a 45-second cover of Got a Boogie.
That's how long you wish Got a Boogie was.
That's how long I wish it was, which is why he mentioned it in the email. But I haven't found it, so I don't know if he put that out officially. But Weasel Stomping Day is one of them that he did. Like he's clearly loves his Weird Al, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure, and yeah.
We need to help him have way more subscribers than he currently has. So go look up Control Z. The full thing is Control Z 27. Is his user handle on YouTube. Just even more Weird Al goodness, even in that little 27 at the end. I fucking love it.
Yes.
But yeah, so here is Punkamon.
Well, did we want to do the ranking thing as well?
All right. Or do you not want to do that? Something we were talking about doing.
Now you have the most editing ever in this episode.
Let's tease this for the next one.
Okay.
Let's tease it for the next one. If you like this.
Okay. Here we go. Yes. So an idea that we had is as we get deeper and deeper into these lists, which again, we will be sharing with you and you'll be able to see our ranking lists at weirdalgorithmpodcast.com. I thought it would potentially be a good idea, in a limited sense, to, at the end of a record, allow Matt and I to go back and look at our lists and make a move if we put something somewhere that now feels inappropriate.
Yeah. I can give you a prime example right now. So we did recently on our Facebook page, search Weird Algorithm on Facebook, you'll find our group. I shared your Weird Al playthrough. Yes. And since I was sharing it, I was like, I'm going to give this another watch. It's been a hot minute since I watched this. And when when you played That Boy Could Dance, I literally found myself thinking, what the hell is this song? I've never heard this song in my entire life. And now I'm looking at my list and I'm like, that song's kind of low, all things considered. But I was like, if you listen to the episode, I am raving about that song. So yeah. I think that we need to have an element of like, there is an element of recency bias where we really like the song because we just listened to it like 5 times in a row before hitting record. But now that like months have gone by, the song has completely faded from our memories.
Exactly. And what I'm thinking is that when we finish an album, we can take a look at our lists and we can just make one move because I don't want to, and it can be one move on the parodies, one move on the originals. Like we can look at the different lists and consider maybe for the first time we do it, which I guess we will do after Even Worse. Maybe we'll allow like a bonus move just because we've done like 5 albums now without having done this process. But moving forward, I think it's a good gauge, like now in hindsight, to be like, oh man, I put this song in the top 10 and now it feels really out of place in the top 10.
Yeah,
I like the idea of us having to do it chronologically, and I don't want to get rid of that. But I think it's also an important way to make sure that we don't feel stuck. Because I'm sure you've had this before, Matt, too. Is like, when I look at a list, you know, like if I go to my list and I go like, okay, I'm ranking this song, how do I feel about it? And I see that like, oh, you know, Slime Creatures from Outer Space is number 12. And I think like, oh, is this song better than Slime Creatures? No, but then that feels too low.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Like, I take it back. I said that we would wait, and I think we can make one move on one list right now.
Ooh.
Right now.
Okay.
And because I already know what it's going to be.
All right, Matt, anyway. Then you can go first.
I'm dropping I Want a New Duck down one spot and putting it below Brady Bunch because here was my thought process at the time.
Mm-hmm.
When we recorded I Want a New Duck, I did not like that parody. But I thought for sure that I disliked Girls Just Want to Have Lunch more. And I didn't want to have, for some reason in my brain, I was like, I don't want to have a clutter of 2 songs from the same album chilling at the bottom. So I made the decision to put I Want a New Duck above Brady Bunch, thinking for sure that Girls Just Want to Have Lunch would be my least favorite parody. And then Levi was so convincing.
Levi so convincing
that I wanted that Girls Just Want to Have Lunch is like five slots away from the bottom now. But then that like became a thing that bothered me for a really long time. That like this song that I disliked more than Brady Bunch was just like hanging out up there. Now, Toothless People, I'm really sure Toothless People might forever be the bottom of that list. Like just thinking into the future of Al songs, I don't think that there's ever been another parody where I'm just like embarrassed how bad it doesn't work. But I feel good about that being my one move. I think that is that, because that has bugged me literally since we record it, the Girls Just Want to Have Lunch episode.
There you go. See, this is this. That's a great example. That's a great example. I totally agree. And it's funny now looking back on that episode, I'm so happy we had Levi on for Girls Just Want to Have Lunch, because that episode would have taken a very different tone if we didn't have a guest who enjoyed it so much. I love that. Well, I'm going to make a move on the original song list, and it's a slightly older one, but this is something that has been bothering me, and it is that for whatever reason, I feel like my One More Minute got pushed too low.
Okay.
I love One More Minute. I think it's so, so, so good. I don't know what happened that I wound up moving it. Like, I put things above it, and I don't know. Either way, I'm wrong, and I'm going to move One More Minute up to just below Midnight Star.
Okay. I think that's fair.
That's a much more comfortable place for that song for me. It just feels right, and we're going to go with that. And hey, you know what? In this new system, if after Even Worse, I think, no, I was wrong about One More Minute, I can move it again. But that's my one thought, where that was just kind of like One More Minute was sitting in the middle of my list, and that is not a middle track. That is a top level track. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was gonna say, even my list, which is always chaos, One More Minute is at least in the top.
I still have One More Minute below you, but it's in a much more reasonable spot there for me. And then as we move forward on future week, let us know what you think. If you absolutely hate this idea, I mean, we still might do it, but we'll still consider your opinions.
Yeah, we'll keep it in mind.
This show is proof that we consider your opinions, guys.
And the mailbag episode, another thing that the mailbag episode could be really useful for is, Matt, if you check out in the Trello, you'll see that the very, very last card is this list that I've been keeping of unreleased Al songs.
Yes.
And I think many of them, if you're the holder of the infamous MC Lars flash drive,
the magic USB stick,
I'm sure you can check and confirm, but I'm sure that plenty of these songs, if they exist at all, are like 10, 15, 20 second like riff outs. So maybe we'll like try to tackle a few of those in these mailbag episodes as well. Like ones that's like, is anyone going to actually tune in and listen to the Dead Car Battery Blues episode? And like, is it even worth us ranking it on anything? Probably not, but it'd be worth at least checking it off the list and saying, hey, you know, the little gift for the people listening to the mailbag episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we checked this out.
Just to discuss those episodes, because it's also, it amuses me when we did, I don't even know, some people maybe have not even listened to this far back. Very early on in the show, we talked about It's Still Billy Joel to Me, and we did not put that on our lists because that is not like canonically a Weird Al track, but it's in the guest rankings.
Yes.
Because we have a guest on it, and guests can rank everything. So that song only exists in our guest rankings, which I kind of love. Again, it just adds to the chaos of guest ranking world. Which means, by the way, that at the end of this entire podcast, that could be Al's number one song as far as the guests are concerned.
It could be.
That's entirely possible.
Look, and there's you know what, here's another thing I want listeners to email us in on, because I haven't figured this out, you and I haven't talked about this either, is we are very close to the UHF episode.
Yes.
And I don't know how we do this. Like, because
that's a great question to ask people as well. I've actually spoken to a couple friends about this, and I've heard really mixed things.
Because part of me feels like we should just do it as like a big guest panel more so than an actual review. Because it's like, what more can we say about a movie that we already like so clearly love. I'd rather just get a bunch of like fan favorite guests on to like.
It would be great to have guests to talk about it. I totally agree with that. I mean, yeah, we definitely have to review UHF the movie. But the other side of it that I was going to just mention is personally, I am in favor of giving every track on UHF an episode.
I agree with this.
Even Gandhi 2, Spatula City. These are things that are bits in the film.
Yeah.
That we would have to just not include in the discussion of the film because it's going to have its own moment in the episode. I am very much in favor of doing those. But again, I'm interested in listener opinions. If you think that hearing 20 minutes of conversation about Gandhi 2 is unfathomable to you and you want to let us know, then by all means.
Look, we made George of the Jungle work, which I thought
we made
wasn't
George of the Jungle work. I mean, we had a nice long conversation about
Twister.
About Twister, which has not aired yet, but we did have a great episode about that. I feel like we are more than capable of stretching it out. But in my life who's listening to this right now told me that it would be too much to talk about Spatula City. And I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, Spatula City is a better world-building exercise than plenty of other songs we've talked about. I got a lot of thoughts about Spatula City.
No matter what happens, I don't think we can rank Spatula City or Gandhi 2 amongst either category of parody songs or originals. But
UHF is a unique album. Well, I mean, yeah, it's hard to rank, but at the same time, like later on, we're going to rank Harvey the Wonder Hamster. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know because I know that we didn't rank George of the Jungle because technically it's one of the like three covers that
George
he's
of the Jungle
ever done.
Was not in any category we can talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. So like George of the Jungle will never rank. Beat on the Brat will never rank. The only reason that we'll rank Bohemian Polka is because it's a polka. But if that was just like Weird Al doing a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, I'd also be like, I don't think we can.
Okay, so here we go. We're expanding our request. Boy, you guys have a lot to write to us in an email right now. Okay, you guys ready? You also have to tell us, should we rank Gandhi 2, Spatula City?
Even do episodes about them for starters.
Yeah. Should they get dedicated episodes? And should they be ranked alongside other originals? They are originals.
Yeah.
I would say yes, but I also have no idea how I would rank them. Well, because then also,
you'd almost have to be ranking the background music in the Gandhi 2 trailer and the jingle for Spatula City.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Which I don't know. I'm fine to do that. I don't know. I signed up for this. I agreed to it. And I knew the risks.
You have really been pushing for this from like day one. I think when we were recording the self-titled, I was like, and we'll just skip Spatula City and Gandhi 2. And you're like, no, why?
No, we can't. We can't. We're going to talk about, because you know what? Maybe I still have the mentality of when I did the bass playthrough. And I remember when I did Spatula City, people in the chat were like, he's actually doing it. And I was like, of course I'm doing it. It's a song. It's a Weird Al song. And it has a dope walking jazz bass line.
It is a wild of difference, though, when it's 45 seconds of a 12 and a half hour.
Oh, yeah, it's over very quickly. No, no, no.
20 minutes
true.
Of a podcast that people have waited all week.
I think
for
that's just why I have it in my head. And I don't know. I feel like giving everything the weight. UHF is such a unique Al record. Yeah. Oh, my. Now we're really getting ahead of ourselves. But let us know your thoughts about how we should handle UHF, both the movie, the songs, and the rankings. Like, what's the right way to do it? Because there's plenty of just actual songs in UHF that need their own dedicated episodes. Like, no question about it. We have to do an episode about Beverly Hillbillies, and we have to do an episode about the song UHF. That absolutely needs its own episode.
We actually had a past guest signed up for the Hot Rocks Polka. So, I mean,
we also had someone potentially interested in discussing Let Me Be Your Hog.
Oh, no, they're on the list.
So if that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if we have a guest for Let Me Be Your Hog, which I think is the shortest Weird Al song in the entire catalog, then we have no excuses.
That's true. But there's so much you can handle. Okay, whatever. But so I do have another thing that I want to put on our listeners to contact us about. For two episodes, we're only going to dedicate two episodes to this album. But we are going to cover the Peter and the Wolf Carousel of Animals, I think is the B-side of that.
Sounds right.
If you know a good guest who is a hardcore Weird Al fan and also super knowledgeable in classic music like that, please send them our way. I think that for those two episodes, it would be a lot more fun if we had someone who really knows their shit about like the original Peter and the Wolf and the original Carousel of Animals to like maybe possibly fill in some of the gaps for us on that.
Wendy Carlos is still alive. If anyone knows Wendy Carlos, would like to have Wendy Carlos come on. A legendary electronic composer. Wendy Carlos did a lot of the music for The Shining. Next level stuff. I will settle for guests of Wendy Carlos level or better. No. Of course, we'll take anybody. But I mean, those also will present. We're in a weird spot here where we're, again, from our perspective, we have already recorded even worse. You guys have not heard that yet. But UHF and then Peter and the Wolf are two oddball records.
Yeah, it's after that, I feel like things are pretty smooth sailing at that point. Mm-hmm. like there's the few bumps in the roads where it's like, all right, do we actually dedicate 13 episodes to the 13 episodes of the Weird Al show? Like there's like little bits and pieces like that. Sure. But we are about to enter what is, when I was sitting down writing out what our summer schedule is going to be, I'm like, this is going to be the fucking wackiest summer.
I think what we're really getting to here is that I value the integrity of the project way more than I value your enjoyment as listeners. Like, I don't care. I will stretch out a conversation about weird synthesizer music by Wendy Carlos. I could talk about Wendy Carlos for a good amount of time. Like,
look, we for sure just filled an additional 20 minutes of this mailbag episode just on if we should cover these things. So I think
we can talk. Yeah. We can talk. And I'm only kidding, guys. Obviously, I care about you enjoying the show. But I think we can talk about songs with very little to talk about for a while. But okay, so now we got a lot of things you guys can email us about. You don't have to cover all of it, but we're asking a lot of questions. You just said Matt, weirdalgorithmpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us. We've got the Weird Algorithm Podcast Instagram account. You can message us there. And there is the Facebook Weird Algorithm group, which again is very active. Thank you to the people who are there. If you are not there, go hang out. There's a lot of great conversation, people posting clips and related articles to songs as we go through them. It's fantastic. I love reading it.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And now to send us off. Sorry, we've given you a 20-minute leadway here, Channel
yes.
Z. Here is Punk-a Man.
Woo!
Suicidal tendencies, strung out like Beku's Gurdu, free throw catchers and refuse, offspring fear it against me. Let's all resist tyranny!
We're making an ad.
Snapping ad.
This is where I think if we're doing it right, Alec Baldwin comes in. He says a couple things. Mm-hmm. He listens to the podcast every week. Yep. Has he been canceled? Was Alec Baldwin the one who killed somebody? I hear that Gary Sinise is free.
Oh, okay, great.
He hasn't worked since 2020.
So, what would be the script that we would have Gary Sinise say for the Napping Through Happy Hour podcast?
Listen to this damn show. Damn it.
The Napping Through Happy Hour podcast brought to you by Geekscape.
Real life, real drama, real time.
I'm Gary Sinise.
That's the ad.
You've been lost in the woods for hours now, stumbling around in the dark. You come around the bend and see two people roasting marshmallows over a roaring fire. They see you coming into the clearing and gesture over to pull up a log. Welcome to Campfire Ashes. I'm Paul.
And I'm Jess. Join us as we tell each other our originally written spooky stories around the campfire and then dive into the lore and legends that inspired them. Is it something that goes bump in the night? Is it something menacing lurking past the tree line? Or is it just weird and otherworldly? You'll find it here on Campfire Ashes.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, or right here on the Geekscape Network.
We're making an ad.
Snapping ad.
This is where I think if we're doing it right, Alec Baldwin comes in. He says a couple things. Mm-hmm. He listens to the podcast every week. Yep. Has he been canceled? Was Alec Baldwin the one who killed somebody? I hear that Gary Sinise is free.
Oh, okay, great.
He hasn't worked since 2020.
So, what would be the script that we would have Gary Sinise say for the Napping Through Happy Hour podcast?
Listen to this damn show. Damn it.
The Napping Through Happy Hour podcast brought to you by Geekscape.
Real life, real drama. Real time.
I'm Gary Sinise.
That's the ad.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.